Coach is filmed before studio audience.
I'm ahead of you now. Ahead of you.
Get ready to make my move.
Wow, am I glad Christine had me clean out the garage this weekend. I never would have found this.
Oh, this is fun. This is a lot of fun. Is it almost my turn yet?
Be patient, you big baby. I'm gaining on you.
Excuse me, Hayden.
Howard,
I could have an accident here.
Hayden, you are the only department head who hasn't turned in.
Hey, come on,
Hayden, there's going to be an emergency drill today. Everybody in the college has to know what the procedure is.
All right, how am I supposed to drive with that glare coming off your head?
Now, Hayden, this is important. I insist you read and sign this memo.
Okay, if I read it and sign it, will you go away?
Promise.
Abastia!
Damn you, Howard.
Come on, it's gotta be my turn
now.
Don't
bother me, Jobber. I'm catching up to him.
Eat my dust, slow boy!
Just keep going.
It's an emergency drill. What are we supposed to do?
Isn't everybody supposed to go to the basement?
Great, we're already in the basement.
Look at the date.
February 13th.
Yeah. What's tomorrow?
Is this a trick question?
What's tomorrow?
February 14th. Oh, man, I forgot.
I hate Valentine's Day. You just get out from under Christmas and bam, you get blindsided by this one.
What are you going to do this year?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know. Why don't we just take a stand this year and not do anything?
All right. And next year we'll be giving chocolates to each other.
I like the milk chocolate.
Come on, what are you giving Ruthann?
I don't know, it can't be that difficult to find a gift. Everybody advertises on Valentine's Day. Okay, here we are. 50% off on a rug shampoo.
Oh, yeah, well, that's perfect. Imagine Ruthann's surprise when she opens up her door and there's two fat guys with a hose standing there. Well, see, you're lucky, Luth. This is your first Valentine's Day with Ruthann. You can get away with anything. Candy, flowers. I'm way past that. I gone through all the jewelry, earrings, necklace. Till she gets something else pierced, I'm finished. You know, I tell you, this holiday had to be invented by a woman. There's not a man alive who doesn't dread it. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, can I hide this stuff in your closet till tomorrow? Shirley's meeting me for lunch. I don't want her to see it in my office.
Geez, how many gifts do you get anyway?
Oh. I can't stop myself. I go to the mall and every store I go into, every aisle I walk down, I hear voices going, Shirley, Shirley, Shirley.
You got some good stuff, huh?
Oh, I got some great stuff.
I'll give you $20 for that big box.
Sorry, boys, my love is not for sale.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Well, forget about the gifts. Are you going to take Christine out to Valentine's dinner?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Aren't there many romantic places around? Where are you going to go?
Oh, somewhere. I don't know. Why don't we just get to work, huh?
La Vie en Rose is nice. Judy used to love it there.
Oh, that's nice, Doc. So why don't we just get back to work?
It's off season. What's so important?
Anything except talking about Valentine's Day, okay?
What? Nancy? Dolphin?
What?
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 Nothing.
Nothing. He didn't want to talk about Valentine's Day because his chest hurts. No, because, you know, he wants to take a break. Never mind. Dauber. Heart broken. Dauber, heart. Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry, Dauber.
About what?
Well, here I am going on about Valentine's Day when this is your first year alone since Judy dumped you.
It's no big deal.
Oh, sure it is. You don't have to hide the fact that it's ripping you apart.
Really, guys, it's okay. You know, to be honest, it's kind of a relief not to have to deal with Valentine's Day. It's always such a hassle.
Hey, tell me about it.
Good for you, Dauber.
Well, that's a healthy attitude, huh?
Well, we gotta help him.
What do you mean we gotta help him?
Well, I mean, my God, we can't let him be alone on Valentine's Day. We gotta do something together.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Dauber doesn't feel like being a seventh wheel.
No, we can fix him up with someone. Christine hosts a talk show. She knows plenty of desperate women.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Hayden. It's hard enough to fix somebody up, let alone on that day.
Dauber has been miserable ever since Judy left him. Now, Valentine's Day is gonna be the worst day of all.
Oh, see, he seemed fine to me.
You think he's fine?
Yeah.
He's covering up so we don't feel bad. If you think he's fine, you don't know Dauber at all.
Oh, I don't know Dauber. I don't know Dauber. I live in the same building with him for... Yeah, I work next to him every day. I don't know Dauber. I know Dauber probably better than anybody. And he's a big boy. He can take care of himself. Believe me, I know Dauber. Tomorrow night, round 8, huh?
Hi, honey.
Hi. How was work?
Work? Well, we didn't really get any work done today. We spent the whole day talking about Valentine's Day.
Oh, what did you talk about?
Well, actually, Howard is having a little trouble figuring out what to get Shirley for Valentine's Day.
Really? Yeah. Howard seems like the type who would know exactly what to buy. In fact, he seems like the type who would go overboard.
Yeah, you would think that, but he's all dried up. You know, he said once you get past the candy and the flowers and the jewelry, what's left?
Hayden, you don't have to worry about a gift for me. Why don't we just have a nice, quiet dinner, just the two of us?
Oh, great. That's what I was thinking, too. A nice, quiet dinner, just the two of us. And Ruth Ann and Luther and Howard and Shirley and Dauber and the girl you're going to fix him up with.
What?
Yeah, Christine, come on, you got to help me. Dauber is miserable. He's going to be all alone on Valentine's Day.
A blind date on Valentine's Day?
She doesn't have to be beautiful.
Dauber would never agree to this.
See, you don't know everything. He already did.
Dauber really wants to do this?
Yeah, when he found out how much you wanted to fix him up.
Oh.
Christine, please. Please, honey, he was crying in the team room. He was blowing his nose into a pile of sweatpants. You gotta help me here, Christine.
Oh, I can't believe you would put me in this position. Do you know how awkward this is going to be? Two people who don't even know each other having dinner together in a romantic restaurant on Valentine's Day.
Well, see, I would never do that. We're not going to have dinner in a romantic restaurant. We're going to the Touchdown Club. It'll be just a bunch of friends getting together for another dinner. We're not even going to talk about Valentine's Day. Just another night at the Touchdown Club.
Great. Valentine's Day at the Touchdown Club.
You know, Christine, there's just no pleasing you.
Oh, isn't this beautiful?
Just another night at the Touchdown Club, huh?
Oh, come on. It's just a few little decorations. Jeez.
Hello, young lovers. Welcome to paradise. I'm your host, Cupid. I have flowers for the ladies and kisses for the gentlemen.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's just chocolate.
No, thanks.
Thanks, Cupid.
If you'll follow me, your love nest is ready.
I hate to say this, Hayden, but this might have been a mistake.
Oh, I didn't expect this either, but come on, let's be honest. Just some cardboard and crepe paper. We'll get used to it after a while.
Here we are. Your waitress will be right with you. Any questions?
Aren't you cold?
So who's this girl you fixed Dauber up with? Her name is Peggy. She's the talent coordinator for our show. She and her boyfriend just broke up, and she was going to work late tonight.
Sounds pathetic. She's perfect for Dauber.
Actually, we have a big show tomorrow. Last year's Miss America is going to be on.
Where is Dauber?
No, he wasn't ready when we went to pick him up. His suit was still in the dryer.
And where's Peggy?
She arranged me to see her. She wanted to take her own car, you know, in case she felt too much pressure.
There he is. Now, remember, he's still a little nervous, so no more talk about what a bad idea this was.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Doc. Dauber. How are you
doing? Peggy isn't here yet?
No, she's going to be here any minute, though, bud. Boy, you ready for a fantastic evening?
Ooh,
what's that? Beautiful corsage.
Oh, sorry, it's not for you. Hey, listen, I just want to thank you for including me. It would have been awful to be alone tonight.
Greetings, paramours. I am your waitress, Aphrodite. On this very special evening, we're offering a Romeo and Julienne salad with hearts of lettuce, hearts of palm, and artichoke hearts, all tossed with a hearty dressing.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We get it. Now, what else do you have?
The special entree this evening is our Samson and delightful Valentine-shaped tenderloin.
All right, all right.
Good, I'll have that.
No, we're going to wait.
Not even a salad?
No, we're waiting. Well, what does everyone want to talk about?
Rolls.
What about rolls?
Can I have one?
Used to be my favorite color, but now I'd have to say yellow. It's so cheerful. Whenever I see a sunflower, a raincoat, a can of corn.
All right, Shirley.
There is still no answer at Peggy's.
Oh, geez, can you try again?
Hayden, I have tried three times in the last 45 minutes.
I can't believe this. How could you pick someone like Peggy?
Look, I talked to three other women. They all looked at me like I was insane. She said she would do it, but she wasn't crazy about the idea. You're the one who had to go and book the love boat.
Could you smile?
Drop it now. Drop it now. I'm sorry. I'm starving to death. I haven't had anything to eat since breakfast.
You just had four baskets of rolls, you animal.
Bread and water. It's like having Valentine's Day at San Quentin. Come on. No, I want to order, Hayden.
We're not going to order. We're waiting for Peggy.
Peggy's not coming! Peggy is not coming! There, I said it. I said what everybody's been thinking. Why don't we just all admit Dauber's been stood up so we can order?
Nobody's being stood up. How come you're always thinking the worst?
He's right, Luther. Maybe she was hit by a car.
There you go. No one's being stood up. There could be 100 reasons
why. Hey, Coach, it's okay. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I've been stood up before, so why don't we just order and everybody have a good time?
Hey, good idea. Clara!
My, look at those potatoes. They really are pink, aren't they?
I'd eat them if they were covered with ants. Here, put it right here.
Well, looks good, doesn't it, Dom?
Yeah, excuse me. I'll be right back.
Dinner's going to get cold, Dauber.
Well, that's okay. I'm not that hungry.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you happy now?
What's that supposed to mean?
This is a really stupid idea, Hayden.
Hey!
More eating, less talking with that.
Come on, everybody. It's Valentine's Day. It's a day for loving.
Not for Dauber. Hey, listen. Don't look at me, Howard. If I'd have picked out Dauber's date, she'd be sitting here right now.
If you'd picked out his date, she'd be inflatable.
Well, he'd be having a better time than with one of your friends.
What?
Well, you know, your friends are a little...
What is wrong with my friends?
Okay, I don't want to get too personal here, Christine, but everybody you hang out with is either a loser or a maniac.
Or both, like your husband.
Do you mind?
Would you butt out and leave Hayden alone?
Speaking of butts, it's okay that you have to kiss his all day at work, but you don't have to kiss it here at dinner. What do you think about Dauber, who's crying in the toilet now because of him?
I am thinking about Dauber. Everybody's been thinking about Dauber. That's all we've been thinking about is Dauber. And he'd have been fine, too, if she hadn't screwed things up. I tell you, I'm sick of all this. I hate this holiday. Hell, it isn't even a holiday. You don't even get a day off. Would you shut that damn thing off?
Well, guys, if Luther gets to leave, so do I. Thanks, Hayden. Great party.
Come on, Ruthann, wait. What is Dauber gonna think? Maybe he'll be happy. There'll be fewer people to be humiliated in front of.
You shouldn't blame Hayden. What he wanted to do was sweet and thoughtful.
Surely Dauber has probably thrown himself out the bathroom window. Can't you admit that this is a disaster? What is wrong with you? Face reality for once in your life.
Oh, stop it, Howard!
Shirley! Well, happy Valentine's Day, Hayden. Come on, Howard. Gee.
Where'd everybody go?
Dob, everybody went home, you know, alone just to celebrate privately. But hey, we're still here. We can have a good time.
Coach, I think I'm just going to go home.
No, you're not, Dauber. You're going to sit here with us, and everything's going to be fine. Now, look, I admit things didn't turn out as well as I wanted them to, and I know Christine feels very badly about screwing up.
Well, I screwed up. I didn't want to do this in the first place.
No, guys.
Why'd you do it at all instead of doing the bad job you did?
Now, listen,
Why
guys.
Why don't you just admit to Dauber that this was a terrible idea and apologize to him?
Okay, Dauber, I admit it was a bad idea to ask my wife to help out, and I apologize for her screwing up.
He's right, Dauber. I have screwed up. I have screwed up a few times in my life.
Excuse me.
Will there be anything else or just the check?
Look, I know I said some things I shouldn't have said, but gosh, so did you. And maybe if you'd have worked a little harder, I mean, I know it was a bad idea, but maybe if you just put a little bit more into it and gotten that Peggy more excited, everything would have turned out fine. But come on, Christine, so all I'm saying is, why don't we forget about blaming each other and whose fault it is and understand that we have a point, each of us, and let it go at that, you know? I mean, come on, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Come on in, Dauber.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Dob.
Christine making you sleep out here?
No. I'm going to go sleep in the bedroom as soon as she moves the dresser out from behind the door.
Oh, I want to talk to her, too. Christine, could you come out here, please? Dauber?
What is it, Dauber?
I feel terrible about tonight. I ruined your Valentine's Day. I ruined everybody's Valentine's Day, and you guys owe me $110.
Jeez. Didn't ruin it, Dauber. I did it. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have made you feel obligated to go with us tonight.
Oh, no. I wanted to be with you guys. Well, not for the fixing up part. That was kind of stupid. But the best thing for me on Valentine's Day is to be around couples that are good, that are happy. You guys and Luther and Ruthann and Howard and Shirley are like examples for me. Well, usually anyway. And I came here because I wanted to tell you how thankful you should be that you have each other. I know that if I had somebody, I wouldn't be spending Valentine's Day arguing. I would spend it realizing how lucky I was. And as soon as I leave here, I'm going to go to Luther and Ruthann's and Howard and Shirley's. I'm going to tell them the same thing.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Dauber.
Is either one of you Michael Dubinsky?
Oh, he is.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Aiken.
Kimberly Aiken? You were Miss America last year.
That's right.
Hey, hi, yeah.
Hi.
Hayden, you sang that beautiful song, Summertime, and you wore that beautiful strapless evening gown? This is my beautiful wife, Christine.
Hello, Kimberly.
Oh, yeah, hi. How are you? I'm going to be on your show tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, I was talking to Peggy, and she told me she just felt awful about tonight. Her ex-boyfriend called at the last minute, and she asked if I was free. So if that's okay with you, Michael.
Oh, that's okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well, have fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Hey. Oh, and Coach, about what I was saying, would you call Luther and Howard for me? Thanks.